The city of Boston is out with new racial and ethnic data for coronavirus cases. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says for the 84 people who've died of COVID-19, whose races are known, 33% are white, 29% are black, 15% are Asian, and 14% are Latino. The mayor says the data will be key in the city's fight against the virus.
We're going to continue to update and share these numbers publicly. It's important for us to get these numbers so we can make sure that we're getting messaging out to the different communities.
The city now has a COVID-19 Health Inequities Task Force. One of its 24 members is Michael Curry with the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. He's also the former head of Boston's NAACP and is a political analyst for WBUR. And he joins us this morning. Michael Curry, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So let me run some other numbers here from the mayor. When it comes to people who've tested positive for coronavirus in Boston, where racial data is known, black people account for 41% of the cases, even though they're only 25% of the city's population. On the other hand, the city is about 45% white, but white people only account for 28% of the cases. What do you make of that disparity?
Yeah, I think, you know, many of us have described this as the national Katrina, right? We knew that in Katrina that there were vulnerable populations. There were people who were already dealing with housing insecurity and transportation insecurity. So then when that natural disaster came, those people were most vulnerable to death and to injury. The same is true across the country. Those in the public health space, the advocates around health equity and health disparities, and quite frankly, around the inequalities that happen in our transportation systems, our housing, have been canaries in the coal mine saying for years that this could happen.
So what needs to be done, Michael, to protect the city's black population and other communities of color?
I think it's pretty simple. One, we know we need to get testing into communities. Quite frankly, the early restrictions around testing were too restrictive. And we've come a long way, but we need to now start talking about universal testing. But we have to get the access to the testing. So we need to get beyond our traditional relationship with labs that provide testing and get to the labs that have capacity, that can get into communities of color, black and brown, that can get into these homeless shelters. A credit to Bob Hawk and Jim O'Connell and the team over at Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, and the amazing work that they've been doing to try to reach out into the homeless community and make sure that they get testing.
Given the challenges you're talking about, what are the goals of the task force in your work with the city on this?
It's pretty simple. We're already talking about testing. How do we prop up? And a credit to Brigham's Hospital and the mayor who are popping up a site in Hyde Park today, the work the mayor is doing with some of our community health centers like Whittier Street Health Center, Mattapan Community Health Center and others are starting to move to open up sites and increase their capacity. But on the commission and the task force, we're talking about they need testing equipment. They need the swabs. They need the PPE, the masks, the protective equipment. Then we need to contact trace. If you identify as someone who's been exposed to or you have COVID-19, we then now need to do a connection search to look at who else may have been infected by you. And we need to start to communicate with those people and get them isolated and prevent the spread. Credit to Partners in Health, who's on the ground here in Massachusetts, providing that expertise.
There's been a lot of talk in the pandemic about the distrust between the communities of color and the health system. How do you bridge that divide?
Yeah, you know, one, I think, you know, we don't know our history. And part of bridging a divide is knowing where you've gone wrong before. And we should know in this country's history, quite frankly, with African Americans, since slavery, there's been historical abuse, neglect, mistreatment, and misinformation of communities of color. You know, it was just a generation ago that we were the syphilis soaked race, that there was a perception that African Americans carried syphilis. That we were talking about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Those things have a resonance within communities where people just don't trust systems. It is important that people realize that a significant number of those across the country that are still uninsured are black and brown, who don't have a primary care provider, who don't have a medical home. you know, once we come to a consciousness of the history and the current facts around where we are, then we can sort through and figure out strategies to address that distrust in our system. People don't trust the system because the system hasn't been trustworthy, but we can address that, and hopefully this pandemic prompts us to do that.
Michael Curry, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Michael Curry is with the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, and he's also on the mayor's new COVID-19 Health Inequities Task Force.